Britain.
Julian Assange. Hero, villain, houseguest. A plea deal between the WikiLeaks founder and the American government.
When an unwanted houseguest finally departs, the relief is palpable. So it is with the news that Julian Assange has left Britain. On June 24th, the founder of WikiLeaks, a website that publishes classified and sensitive information, walked out of Belmarsh, a high-security prison in southeast London, where he spent the past 5 years, and hopped on a plane to Thailand. From there, he flew to the Northern Mariana Islands, an American territory in the Pacific, where he pleaded guilty to one charge of violating America's espionage laws. That fulfilled his side of a deal with the American government, which in return allowed him to go home to Australia. On June 26th, he landed in Canberra, a free man. This appears to mark the end of a long and unedifying legal drama. Mr. Assange was first arrested in Britain in 2010 after Sweden said it wanted to question him over sex crime allegations. These were later dropped, and he denied them. He claimed asylum in Ecuador's embassy in London, where he lived for 7 years. After Ecuador ran out of patience with him, at one point it claimed that he had smeared feces on the embassy wall, British police removed Mr. Assange and arrested him again. He was soon being pursued by America's Department of Justice, or DOJ, which wanted him to face charges that he'd conspired to hack government computers. In 2010, 4 years after Mr. Assange founded WikiLeaks, the website released hundreds of thousands of classified American military documents, including diplomatic cables and battlefield reports from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. It was the largest such intelligence breach in American military history. Many of these documents contained sensitive information, which the State Department said endangered innocent people. Mr. Assange has been fighting attempts to extradite him to America for years. During this long judicial battle, he's polarised opinion. His supporters, who include many celebrities, paint him as a heroic whistleblower. The leaks published in 2010 do include documentation of a travesty, an American Apache helicopter firing at suspected insurgents in Iraq in 2007 and killing a dozen civilians. They also appear to reveal larger estimates of civilian casualties in Afghanistan than had been reported. Those who would have liked him to stand trial in America regard him as a reckless criminal. If he exposed injustices by publishing unredacted copies of government documents, he also put honourable people at risk. Amnesty International and several other human rights groups, which aren't usually slow to criticise governments, expressed fears that the leaks about Afghanistan could be used to identify and imperil Afghans who'd supported America. Mr. Assange's lack of judgment was also on display in 2016, when WikiLeaks spread conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate for the American presidential nomination, and asked Russia for stolen emails about her. But the central issue is that Mr. Assange was accused of breaking the law. His supporters often cite his First Amendment rights, comparing him to a truth-telling journalist. But journalists don't have the right to hack computers. On that ground, America was justified in asking Britain to extradite him. Showing him some compassion now is also no bad thing. The DOJ had originally charged him on 18 counts, mostly under the Espionage Act. Its part of the plea deal was to drop 17 of them. And because Mr. Assange had already spent several years in Belmarsh, American prosecutors didn't try to imprison him for the charge to which he pleaded guilty. Mr. Assange is not a hero and doesn't deserve to be venerated as a martyr. A plea deal is a suitable ending to a grubby saga.